Section 3, People and Culture. As you read, look for the similarities among members of an ethnic group that set them apart from other members of their community. The ethnic groups that have influenced Louisiana's culture. Terms: ethnic group, African American, Anglo, Creole, Hispanic, Isleño. In the past, as in the present, Louisiana's culture has been shaped by the diversity of its people, the places they have settled, and the ways in which different groups interacted with one another. Just as the state has distinctive cultural regions, it also has groups of people who are distinctive. One way we talk about the differences among groups of people is by using the term ethnic group. An ethnic group is a group of people who are or who consider themselves to be different from other members of their community based on several factors. People from the same ethnic group often come from the same place in the world or share a racial identity. Within an ethnic group, people also tend to exhibit cultural, religious, and linguistic or language similarities. Like the idea of cultural regions we listed previously, ethnic identities sometimes have borders that are debatable. Also, the size and meaning of an ethnic group's identity can change over time. In the history of Louisiana, some ethnic groups have been particularly influential. The following alphabetized list is designed to introduce to you some of the ethnic groups that have contributed to the state's culture. There are others that could be included. Perhaps you can think of some. Acadians. The French established Louisiana, but the group of French speakers called Acadians did not come directly to Louisiana from France. The Acadians were French migrants and their descendants who lived in a part of New France, now Canada, called Acadie. The English gained control of Acadie in 1710. Because of ongoing disagreements, the English expelled the Acadians from their homes and farms between 1755 and 1763. At first, the Acadians were shipped to different colonies and many families were separated. Only a small number returned to France. In the 1760s, several hundred Acadians settled in Louisiana. By 1800, their descendants numbered in the thousands, and they had developed a distinctive way of life that made them a recognizable ethnic group within Louisiana. On a modern map, 22 parishes remain home to Acadian or Cajun culture. Thousands of Acadians still speak only Cajun French. Other Acadians share a similar dialect, way of speaking, that includes words drawn from French, English, and African languages. Acadians have also continued making music and preparing food in ways that make them one of the most recognizable ethnic groups in all of the United States. African Americans. African American is a relatively modern term. It refers to all people descended from the Africans brought to North America during its colonial and early national periods. Like the Acadians, the earliest Africans to settle in Louisiana arrived as a result of difficult circumstances. People destined to be slaves were shipped from ports on the west coast of Africa. The first large groups of Africans arrived between 1719 and 1721. They were brought to the colony to serve as its main workforce. In the decades that followed, more Africans were sent to Louisiana from other parts of the world. Some came to Louisiana after having first served as slaves on French colonial islands in the Caribbean, like Saint-Domingue, modern-day Haiti. After Louisiana became a part of the United States in 1803, most new slaves came into Louisiana from other states rather than from other countries. Most of these descendants of Africans spoke English and had a different culture than the descendants of slaves brought to Louisiana during the colonial period. Anglos. The term Anglo is used to refer to people who came into Louisiana from the American colonies established by the English. These people were descended from English-speaking migrants to North America. In addition to the English, they include the Irish and Scots-Irish, Scottish people who had settled in Northern Ireland before immigrating to America. Anglos began coming into Louisiana in significant numbers in the 1780s, when Louisiana was a colony of Spain. Their numbers and influence grew after Louisiana became a part of the United States in 1803. Many Anglos settled in the northern and northeastern parts of the state, where they established small farms and often raised cotton. Anglos spoke English and were Protestant. Both things made them different from the earliest Louisiana settlers. Other Anglos settled in New Orleans, where they came to dominate business activities like banking and the export of cotton and sugar. They established neighborhoods upriver from the original city, the French Quarter, and were called Les Américains, the Americans, by the descendants of the people who settled in New Orleans. Creoles. The descendants of Louisiana's earliest settlers called themselves Creole, but the term has had several different meanings over time. The word Creole originated from the Portuguese term criollo, which meant someone born in the New World. In its earliest usage, Creole referred simply to someone born in a colony rather than in the nation that claimed that colony. In colonial Louisiana, the term Creole was used to describe anyone born in Louisiana whose ancestors were from some other place. Thus, there were French, Spanish, and African Creoles. Not all the descendants of Africans remained enslaved. Those who gained their freedom were called free people of color. Because many of them shared backgrounds that were French or Spanish as well as African, these free people of color continued to consider themselves Creole. St. Landry Parish is home to several modern-day Creole of color communities. Some continue to speak French, as their ancestors did during the colonial period. There are also communities in New Orleans where descendants of free people of color identify as Creole. They sometimes have French surnames, but are virtually all English speakers today. Germans. Small numbers of Germans were among the earliest settlers of Louisiana. Most of them were farmers who settled on the shores of Lake Pontchartrain in an area known as the German Coast. These early Germans did not retain their language and soon blended with the dominant French culture. More Germans arrived in the 19th century. Some of them moved to rural areas in the Louisiana prairies, where they established farming communities alongside Acadians. Others moved to New Orleans, where they moved into neighborhoods with other German speakers. They founded their own churches and also established beer gardens, where entire families would gather to sing German songs and socialize after attending Sunday worship services. Hispanics. Like many other terms that describe ethnicity, the term Hispanic has had several different meanings over time. The first large numbers of Hispanics, Spanish-speaking people, came when Louisiana became a Spanish colony in the 1760s. The Spanish government focused on population growth and brought Spanish-speaking people from two of their other colonial possessions. The most prominent group came from the Canary Islands. Over time, many of these immigrants from the Canary Islands settled in St. Bernard Parish. Today, they are known as Islaños, and members of this group have worked hard to keep their cultural traditions alive. One way they have done so is to pass down the ancient tradition of singing décimas, 10-verse songs that convey stories about daily life. Some tell stories about the problems faced by the earliest Islaño immigrants. Modern decimas focus on activities like crab fishing, a common pursuit in the waters surrounding St. Bernard Parish. Another group of Spanish speakers came from the Malaga region of Spain. Most of them settled in southwest Louisiana. Members of this group founded the city of New Iberia, named after the Iberian Peninsula on which the nation of Spain is located. In the 20th century, the term Hispanic came to mean a Spanish-speaking person of Latin American descent who migrated to the United States. In the 1960s, a group of Cuban exiles settled in New Orleans after Fidel Castro led a revolution that took control of the island nation. In more modern times, many Spanish speakers have come into Louisiana from the Latin American countries of Mexico and Honduras. Italians. Italians began arriving in Louisiana in the 19th century. Most of them came after 1860. Many Italians came from rural areas and had farming experience. Those who could afford to do so set up farms outside New Orleans and brought their produce into the city to sell. A large group of their descendants live in Independence in Tangipahoa Parish. Native Americans. At the time of French settlement, there were seven distinct groups of Native Americans who lived in what is now the state of Louisiana. Each of these groups shared important cultural or linguistic similarities. Today, there are four Native American groups recognized as sovereign Indian nations by the U.S. government. Those sovereign nations are the Chinimacha, the Jenna Band of Choctaw, the Cushata, and the Tunica Biloxi. Several other groups of Native Americans from Louisiana have sought federal recognition, but have so far failed to achieve it. The largest of these groups is the United Homa Nation, which claims more than 16,000 members scattered across a six-parish area of coastal southeast Louisiana. other ethnic groups. Numerous other groups have come to Louisiana over time. In the 19th century, small numbers of Chinese came into the state. Some worked in agriculture while others were fishermen. There were enough Chinese immigrants in New Orleans around 1900 that they lived in a small community called Chinatown. Many Filipino immigrants, people from the Philippine Islands in the Pacific Ocean, became shrimp fishermen in the 19th century. Immigrants from Vietnam are the most recent arrivals to become part of the culture of the wetlands. Many of them work as fishermen in coastal areas. Entire communities of Vietnamese immigrants live in New Orleans East and St. Bernard Parish, where they run businesses and worship in Catholic churches or Buddhist temples. Croatian immigrants from Eastern Europe lived near the Adriatic Sea before immigrating. Once in Louisiana, they gravitated toward coastal areas and helped develop the oyster industry. Today, a small number of their descendants live in Plaquemines Parish, where they still raise and harvest oysters.